This podcast does not constitute an endorsement by the United States Army or Department of Defense.
I am Lieutenant Colonel Ismael Ortiz Rivera, Employment Director of Soldier for Life. Thank you for tuning in. Today, we are going to talk about my route to entrepreneurship. The questions I have is, do veterans make good entrepreneurs? Yes, veterans make great entrepreneurs. And because they make excellent business owners, they have valuable business ready skills thanks to their military education and the training. Veterans for Eastern are frequently very disciplined, flexible, and able to perform well under pressure. They have also handled difficult decisions and led teams. Veterans also tend to have strong senses of purpose and mission, which can be helpful in when you decide to have your own business. Having your own business gives many veterans a way to fulfill their desire when they transition to keep improving their communities and bringing about a positive change. Today, we have two special guests, Alex Archowski and Haley Mary McLean Hill. Alex is a military veteran, social entrepreneur, and sales professional who has worked in executive and sales leadership roles for a number of different firms. He is also the co-founder of Veteran Chart Tan. I would like to say, Alex, welcome to our program.
Thank you, Lieutenant Colonel. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for your time to be here. We're going to have a phenomenal program. We're going to be talking about what is Better Chart Tank, and we're going to be talking with also with the winner of the last Shark Tank edition. She's a former Air Force First Lieutenant, Haley Marie McLean Hill. She is the woman behind the establishment of Torch Warrior Wear, the first company of women's military gear that focuses on providing women with a base layer bodysuit that they may wear both in and out of uniform. So welcome to our program, Ms. Haley.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
The first question I have, Alex, is why did you decide to create Shark Tank for veterans?
Yeah, the idea came around in about 2011. If you think about that, such a long time ago. The first one was 2012, but so we're celebrating our 10 years in doing that. We skipped it 1 year in between. But in 2011, a bunch of us got together just to see what veteran entrepreneurship was, especially in our community here in Philadelphia. And what I noticed was, you know, wasn't enough conversation about veteran entrepreneurship. So we kind of just put an idea together, social entrepreneurship, things on the wall, seeing what would work, seeing what wouldn't work. And to understand that based on what we see on the show, trying to do it a little bit of different. The military split between what I call blue collar, white collar, enlisted and officer. Not the same, but a little bit the same. And businesses sometimes fall through the cracks. So in general, the Shark Tank was generated interest based on scalability and all these technology, life sciences, you name it, widgets, companies. But what happens to traditional companies that aren't looking to scale to that magnitude? How do we give them recognition? So we create the platform to address that and give really a monetary prize, a support mechanism. And that's how it started. You know, we had a small turnout. And, you know, from there, we had a lot of lessons learned.
Alex, I would like you to talk about some of the challenges, problems you encounter when you went from being in the military to starting your own business. And how did you solve them? Share your story with us.
Absolutely. Like everybody else, we go through the transition. Mine personally was transitioning twice out of the military. Active duty, was enlisted with a degree. And I was a rescue swimmer based out of Sasebo, Japan. On an amphib out there. So came back, you know, living in overseas for a number of years can be a big transition, not just transitioning out of the military, just civilianizing entirely. Through that experience, what I learned is, you know, where is the community? Where are their community partners? Where are the veterans in Philadelphia? Everybody was helping a veteran get out, but there wasn't really sustainability of a community. From there, I stayed in the reserves with an inshore boat unit out of Annapolis. After 9/11, we were called back to active duty. My employer unfortunately let me go a month prior to deployment, which was legal. And when I left, put all my stuff in storage that I worked up, built up, came back, had to do it all over again, went to the Middle East, came back, monumental. So that's when I learned really about the resilience and what you need to do and the process of transitioning and who your partners are and really being a CEO of your own success. There's a lot of negativity. There's a lot of challenges, but it's really protecting yourself between the ears is key because there's nobody there to give you orders. There's nobody there to tell you that you're not successful. And when people aren't hiring you, it doesn't mean you're not hireable. It just means you have to find the right person. So making sure to understand the challenges, embracing those challenges is the key, and not to defeat yourself of self-worth. So in all, what I tell people is you have to sell yourself. And that's one thing the military has struggled for a long time. But I think that these employers just want you to be able to express and sell yourself enough to these positions rather than just explaining your background.
Yes. Something that you mentioned, you said you transitioned twice from the active duty and the reserve. What was your rank when you transitioned before?
I was a petty officer. I decided to stay where I was based on the job that the military gave me as a rescue swimmer.
So that was equivalent to the E4 in the Army, right?
Correct.
You know, there's a perception out there that it's about the rank when the soldier transition. But the people doesn't know that the rank, it doesn't make that much different. Even there's people, even though the rank in time of service is important, a soldier's academic achievement is just as important. We need to be surprised that to see soldiers with master's degrees and PhD in the lower ranks. How did you overcome that?
I did not let my rank identify my identity. You know, there's a lot of life challenges. There's no doubt about it. I'll give you a quick example of making sure that I was at the right place is when you create anything new, everybody says, why are you doing it? How are you doing it? How are you going to sustain this? Is it based on your background? Can you do this? So when I co-founded the first event with the Veteran Shark Tank with my good friend, John New, after the first event, we lost money. We gave out all our money and prize. We had 26 people show up. And then in the post meeting, half the people said it was a failure. And the other half said, you know what? Let's see what we can do next year. So what I learned is you surround yourself with people that want you to succeed. And it doesn't matter your rank. As long as you have people in your corner to help you succeed, that's what you need.
How does Veterans Shark Tank differ from other entrepreneurial programs?
You know, we complement each other pretty well. You know, we have a good partnership with St. Joe's University Veteran Entrepreneurship Program. And I think it's good to collaborate. You know, they participate with us. We've seen some of the contestants from Bunker Labs as well, and really good participation, military influencer conference we've participated in the past. And Cortez does an amazing job. So we all work together for the success of our veterans. So we kind of see each other in different spaces. I think that one of the areas that we're looking at ourselves is we just don't do this event for veterans. We're also here to inspire our community. So our community basically can be our local area for greater Philadelphia, or people come from all over the country. And more people are flying in from all over the country to be inspired. Our five finalists are there to inspire the worth of the veterans, how they're kicking butt. How it doesn't matter the rank on stage, it's what their business is going to do and how to support them. So it's supposed to inspire and galvanize a community to do more with veterans, not just say thank you and shake your hands. So our way that we've kind of cultivate and run our events is multi-faceted. We spend a lot of time with the candidates. We spend a lot of time making sure through our committee of volunteers, our program and the show, it is a sit-down dinner. It is a show. It's kind of like being in Vegas. There's a lot of moving parts. There's dinner, there's food. Everybody wants to be entertained. The candidates need to be there to be supported. There's a lot that goes behind it. And I'm blessed to have amazing volunteers. Some of them have been with us for over 10 years. So that, you know, there's no secret sauce, but there is a lot of work and love you got to put into it.
I know that you have during these 10 years, a lot of success stories that you can share, but I would like you to share the experience of the last veteran Shark Tank edition.
Absolutely. I want to share with you one little story before last year, if possible.
Yes, go ahead.
So everybody says, what makes a good contestant for the veteran Shark Tank? And we can explain that later, but I can tell you the story of one that really stuck out was not the pitch. And it will never be about your pitch. It will be a combination of pitch and answering questions. So one of our Shark Tank contestants about 5 years ago was Cowboy Crickets. Cowboy Crickets was protein that is crickets who would eat it and everything. So Chef Robert Irvine was one of our judges, the famous chef on television. And he asked the candidate saying, you know, why would anybody want to eat crickets for protein? So the contestant on stage said, good question. I have a question for the audience. How many people eat sushi? And people raised their hand, and he said, before a certain date, I forget what it was, 1980 or something like that, none of you ate sushi because it wasn't in the market. So it was a really good answer to say, habits take time to form, and he's confident people are going to be eating this through cookies and other shakes and stuff like that. It was a magnificent answer. So that's telling you, and he won based on that answer, probably based on a bunch of other stuff, the confidence of the answer. So last year, our winner was Haley with Torch Warrior. And it was an incredible presentation, one of our best presentations we've ever had, by far. And the way that she answered the questions with poise and confidence. And it really, really melted together the ability to connect with and believe the business plan they submitted, because you got to submit this business plan and be vetted in the combination of stuff and how the judges and audience responded to her.
Miss Haley, how did your military experience prepare you for pitching your business to potential investors?
Yes. So I actually did ROTC at Penn State, and I went the officer route. Once I commissioned, they sent me down to Atlanta, Georgia to be a Gold Bar recruiter. So I actually recruited for the ROTC program. My mission was to increase the diversity in the officer ranks in the Atlanta area. So it was really, really fun experience. And I got to travel all around the Atlanta area and the Alabama area and speak to auditoriums of kids and going to different type of recruiting events. And it was such an amazing experience for me to learn and hone my speaking skills and to show up as myself and to show up as a confident version of Haley. So I think that experience alone really allowed me to be a great pitcher.
How did you get ready? I know there's people in our audience that they're eager to know, what do I need to do? What is the preparation? You know, what are the things, what are the challenges, the obstacles that you face? Can you walk us through the process?
Of course. So first and foremost, this was my first ever pitch in a live audience and pitching my business. I never thought I would ever do something like this. So the first thing I did was, of course, do my research into Veteran Shark Tank. I went on YouTube. I reached out to people who have been on it before. I did a lot of research on the event, what that looked like. And I wanted to really stand out. So I saw that there weren't a lot of people bringing on models. And I was like, okay, this is what I'm going to do to really differentiate myself. So the first thing I would say is do your research and find out how you can differentiate yourself from other contestants. Number two was I actually went on YouTube again and found out how to deliver the perfect 5-minute pitch, because that was the time limit. And again, I've never done it before. And for anyone who's just nervous and they're like, I've never done this before, it's totally okay. There's so many resources out there. So I went on YouTube and I was like, how do I put my business out there and really relay all of the information that I need to in a clear, concise, entertaining way? So I did a lot of watching other people's 5-minute pitches and just taking pieces that I thought would work right for my pitch and kind of assembled everything together. A couple of days before the pitch, it was just drill, 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 drill. I was reviewing the pitch. I was writing it down, making sure that I'm doing it in front of my friends and my family, receiving honest feedback. And then I got to the point when I was actually in Philadelphia. I had my models with me, and we just did dry run after dry run to make sure that our timing was right and making sure that it really came together perfectly. And so by the time the pitch actually came, I had rehearsed it probably over 1,000 times. My models knew exactly what they were doing. And I just told myself, this is my moment to really showcase my passion for my business. And I'm the expert in the room. So act like it, be confident, and have fun.
Having fun is important. You know, every time that we do something, we need to be cheered up, having fun, because if you are not enjoying what you're doing, it will affect your delivery. The message that you're delivering. Now, my question is, torch warrior. I know the portion of the warrior. We're warriors, but the torch. I want you to explain our audience about the torch concept.
Yes, absolutely. So my grandmother, thank you for asking this question, sir. My grandma served 20 years in the Air Force, and she's been one of the biggest influences and just supporters in my life. And it was actually a couple years ago when I first launched the business. It was during COVID. And I think just like everybody, I was feeling a little down, and I'm just feeling, you know, my job moved me to California. I'm away from my family, and it was just a tougher time for me. So my grandma would always tell me to kind of get me out of that rut. She's like, Haley, never let anybody or any situation steal your light. So your inner light, your inner fire. I mean, life is so short, and her whole thing is just always show up, always be a bright light, always be positive, and really attack life with just a fearless attitude. And so obviously light and the similarities to flame and fire. And then I thought about how women can pass the torch, like my grandma has done to me. She's passed this torch of giving me this inspiration and this positivity and this guidance to help me succeed in the military. And so Torch was born. And I just always want the women who wear my product to feel fearless, to feel like they can always be themselves, and to feel like they can always spread light.
When you were doing the going through the process of the veteran Shark Tank, can you share some opinions, some testimony? Because I know there's different stages. Can you share those moments of those stages?
Absolutely. So once I first found Veteran Shark Tank, I was really in a space where I was like, I want to receive some funding for my business. And I didn't really want to go the loan route. And I saw that this opportunity was a grant. And I saw that I just had to get up there and pitch my business. So the first thing was create your business plan. And so I really worked on that with my business coach and sat down, built out my whole 3 to 5 year plan, how we were going to get there, marketing, finances, everything. So I did that first. I sent that in, and then you kind of, they review, and then you go to the next round. So you go to the next round, they review again, all of your applications against other veteran entrepreneurs. And again, this was a space where I didn't know if I was going to get it because they didn't really have a lot of clothing brands or products like this. So I was a little nervous that we just weren't in line with the community. But Veteran Shark Tank does an incredible job of taking in such a wide variety of businesses and giving everybody a platform that's coming from different areas of business, which I think is amazing. And it really gave us a great opportunity to share our mission. So once they actually chose us to be a finalist, then we started having meetings with Alex and the rest of the Veteran Shark Tank team, and they were so helpful from making sure I was flying from California. So they made sure I was good to go from Cali to Philadelphia, what everything looked like. They walked me through the process, had us make sure that our pitches were good to go. And then once we arrived, we did a dry run. We got there and they gave us food. The event was amazing. It was such an incredible space. I had my friends and family there, and it just was an incredible event. And that's kind of the timeline.
Awesome. Awesome. That's remind me, and I know it's going to remind you and Alex, is when we do convoys that we have this rehearsal, we have this making sure everything. It is awesome because he's applying the skills that we learn in the military just to his model, you know, making sure everything is dressed right dress. All the the dots, all the T cross and everything, and give you the opportunity for success. It's not about moving the candidates to a place. It's about making the candidates, creating that scenario that they can be successful in their
absolutely. Yes, and they helped us every step of the way, and they wanted us all to be very successful. So I'm so thankful for their team.
Awesome. And we're going to talk later with Alice how you can participate and everything. Now, where's the response of the customers and how the customer may purchase the product?
Yes. So we have two different options. You can go to our website, torchwarriorwear.com. You can go right online and it'll get sent right to you. Or what we're doing is you can email us and you can bring our idea and our products to your leadership and say, hey, I love these products. Can we order these for all the women in our squadron or all the women in our unit? And we will do a custom bulk order for your unit with custom size and color. So those are the two options. I didn't really get the opportunity to wear my product because I was getting out when I was, but now that I get to see all the women, they reach out to me from all over the world, from the Australian Navy to the German Army to the Dutch Army, and the girls love them because they feel like women and they feel like they can perform their job just better because they're comfortable, and it's just the utility of the product is just really awesome.
You know, this is awesome. So to be able to find something that you identify yourself and others can identify themselves and embrace it too. What are the future plans?
So our future plans are really to develop an innovative line for the modern day woman warrior, from socks to underwears to bras to hats to any type of base layer bodysuit, from maternity, nursing, fire resistant, to all different types of materials. We're really going to try to build an entire line for military women. And the cool thing about our products is you can wear it in and out of uniform. We have black bodysuits, we have blue bodysuits, and you can wear it to work and then switch into some jeans and go on a date night, which is my favorite part about the brand. And so I think there's so many tactical brands that focus on men and their experience in the military and the tactical world. And I just don't see any brands that focus solely on women, and women are really rising in the ranks, and we are in the military. There's so many of us now. There's like over 3 million of us worldwide. So it's like, let me really cater to that community because that's my bread and butter.
We're just getting close to the end of the show, but I would like to talk, Alex, what is the next for Veteran Shark Tank?
Our next Shark Tank is at the end of the year. It is the start of Army Navy Week, and it will be Monday, December 4th, will be our finals of the five candidates. What's great about this event is there's a lot of people that says, I'm not worthy to be on stage. But what it does is there's true killers in the veteran space, and there's people that are just beginning. So the goal is to put them all together. And then we kind of iron sharpens iron, and we inspire each other and support one another as a network afterwards. So the key is for people to believe in their product and service. It doesn't matter what it is. We had a person that made it all the way through the filtering that was a simple soap, lip balm, but it was a unique product and service. We've had anybody from female veteran, her son was battling eczema. She could not find a product. She created one herself to do the personal story. We had a firefighter who lost a firefighter in Philadelphia, and he created a ladder with lights to make sure that this incident went out. So the stories are profound of the product and service and how personal it is with people. So don't discount your product and service. I encourage everybody to submit.
Thank you very much. And I would like to caveat what you said before. Don't let your rank identify yourself. Don't let what happened before tell you you're not able or you're not capable, because the experience is completely different. You have to have the passion, like you said, and believe in that. Haley, in this Veteran Shark Edition, what advice will you provide to fellow veterans who are hoping to find success?
I would say that you can do hard things. I think in the military, we've done so many incredible different things that a lot of people just think, oh, it's not that big of a deal. But what you all have accomplished in the military is going to make you the perfect candidate for the veteran entrepreneur space. So I would say you can do hard things, go after it, take those skills, and just go for it.
Thank you. I want to
add one more thing.
Yes, go ahead.
Just so everybody understands that some of our most successful veteran entrepreneurs were not winners. And so what happens is, what's a winner for the Shark Tank is two different things. There's winning and then being a winner. And so what I'm saying is Haley's both, but at the end of the day, what we're sharing is just because you don't win, it's a statistic game. So we don't want to, you know, there's no participation trophies in our world, right? Either you win or you don't. And I think it's pretty military. There's no gray, but yeah. Everybody's a winner because we've gotten feedback from Haley's cohort and other cohorts. If they spend the time in the evening and build those relationships, clients, investors, whoever they are, they're all in the room. So we encourage all of them to say, just because you're here, make sure you participate after and all that.
Yes, it is true. Sometimes we focus on the price at the end of the race that we miss the process that we're going through. So don't focus only in the price, which is good, but focus on the process, because what you're going to gain from the process, if you get the price, like happened with Haley, it will be great. But if you get advantage of the process, you're going to have the same success or more success. If people are listening, they want to become sponsors. How they do that, sir?
There is an opportunity if they go to veteranSharkTank.com in the sponsorship area. There's different ways to do that. It depends on how they do it. We do have very limited lottery tickets. So what we do with the lottery tickets is we give sponsors donate tickets back. We invite active duty soldiers and sailors. We bring them all in to be inspired of what they're doing when they're getting out. And we have a ton of student veterans at Wharton School for Veterans at Penn, Drexel Business School, Temple Business School, Villanova Business School. You name them all. We wanted them to come, because they're our next generation of veteran entrepreneurs. So we got to show them what their future is.
This has been an amazing show, but today's story is over. I will leave you now with the following thought. Don't wait until you see the clouds or rain to start sowing. The person who plants before they see it is more likely to have a bigger harvest. I am Lieutenant Colonel Ismael Ortiz, once a soldier, always a soldier. A soldier for life.